Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Stories. The BBC reports that Harland and Wolff chairman Malcolm Grote has resigned from the company's board with immediate effect. He had been non-executive director of the shipbuilder since 2019 and became chair in 2021. Russell Downs, the restructuring expert who is running the company at the moment, said the company would be unable to finalise its 2023 accounts on an ongoing basis, and therefore work to complete its unpublished accounts had been suspended. Harland & Wolff employs around 1,500 people in the UK. Its main site is in Belfast, and it also has yards in the west of England and in Scotland. Bloomberg reports that Starbucks has ousted its chief executive and picked Chipotle's Brian Nickel as its next leader. The move simultaneously flipped the fortunes of two of America's largest consumer companies. Shares in Starbucks soared 24% yesterday, their biggest intraday gain in record. Meanwhile, shares in Chipotle, which now has been plunged into uncertainty, dropped by as much as 13%. Nickel will start his new role on September the 9th, the company said in a statement, and the current chief financial officer will lead the company until then. The abrupt leadership shakeup comes after activist investors Elliott Investment Management and Starboard Value reportedly amassed stakes in the company. While Elliott hasn't outlined any specific asks of Starbucks, many of its targets have changed their management after Elliott's involvement. Bloomberg also reports that a rare bid to break up Google as part of the Alphabet Group is one of the options being considered by the Justice Department, after a landmark court ruling found that the company had monopolized the online search market, according to people familiar with the deliberations. The move would be Washington's first push to dismantle a company for illegal monopolization since unsuccessful efforts to break up Microsoft 2 decades ago. Less severe options include forcing Google to share more data with competitors and measures to prevent it from gaining an unfair advantage in AI products, according.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.